You said about ghosts, and some are real. Give us a real ghost story.
Well, I'm going to preamble that with a little story. A teacher in Inola, Oklahoma, would bring his class each year to Tulsa to go to Philbrook. He got hold of me, and he asked me if I would do a little bus tour with him around the historic homes of Tulsa before they went to Philbrook. So I did it for several years, but those students could care less about historic homes in Tulsa. They were too busy flirting with someone or something like that. But I think during my second year, they were not paying attention to me. And somebody said, "Does any of these houses have ghosts?" And I said, "Oh, yes." Well, I got their undivided attention. So I would always talk about the ghosts in the house. One of them was the Grimes home, and he was very involved in the Tulsa fairgrounds. After he died, his daughter sold the house to a client of mine, a younger couple. We did quite a remodel on it and several additions. So when I was writing my books on Tulsa's historic homes, I thought I will include that in my book. I went over one Saturday and we sat in the kitchen and he talked and I made notes. When he got finished, she said, "Aren't you going to tell about the ghost?" Oh, he said, he had mentioned the ghost. And I said, "Tell, tell." And he said, "Well, when we purchased the house, the daughter gave us this large ring of keys. And she said, it's a key to every lock in the house." And he said, "There was, except for the outside basement door. And we could not find the key to it. We called her and she said, my dad had a key to it." He said, "We looked and looked in the basement and we were all ready to call a locksmith. And he said, I said to my wife, I'm going to go down one more time and look." And he said, "I went down to the club room. All of a sudden, there was a presence next to me." He said, "It just happened in a second, but," he said, "it absolutely made the hair on the back of my neck stand out." He said, "As soon as that occurred, I walked immediately to the powder room, reached up on a ledge, and there was the key."
Oh, my.
So that's one of the real ones.
And the Grimes home, you said it
Grimes,
was.
Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S.
Where is that located?
It is on 30th Street, just east of Yorktown.
Who was Grimes?
He was very involved in the cattle business and was very, very active in the Tulsa Fair.
So we have Grimes Elementary.
Yes, that, I would say. I would that guess so. Would yes, be named, I'd never thought about that.
Be named for him.
Yes. And the Grimes house is in one of my books. It's not the first one.